Brandon Scott on the second piece. One for the pepperoni this time. There you go, man. That Pink's is hitting.
It was pepperoni both times. The first one was a roll.
Oh.
Or something like that, and then this one was an actual slice.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm in there.
Like swimwear.
Very good.
Good for you. Coming up behind us, we've got Texans All Access and the Hall of Famer, John McClain. He will be on with the fellas as they get themselves ready for a little training camp preview. So stay tuned for that coming up right behind us. And then after that, obviously, as you know, every single night right here on Sports Radio 610 as we go live, Area 45 back in action as, thank you, Sean Bajani, and that voice you just heard there, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago, they will take things over, and I'm certain they'll have some thoughts on Jake Myers and that situation.
Oh, yeah, don't play with Patrick Creighton's Jake Myers. Like, don't.
They got to react a lot to it last night.
That's right. They probably did.
Yeah,
that's
right.
But they let them have it.
But don't mess around, though.
I'm certain they did. By the way, can you get the Joe Espada Tylers? I don't know why I said Tylers.
All of them.
Said it with an S again anyhow.
I'm good with all of it.
Not just you, Tyler, but all of y'all.
Tyler's good with all of it, ladies. Joe Espada, this to me was the low point. This was the low point, and in a way I feel bad because he has to be the representative of this. If I'm him, he's got to learn. Like, that's why Dusty hit him. Hey, man, with that HIPAA, I would hit him with that. Talk to Dana, dog.
Well.
Talk to Dana. This was the low point to me with the Jake Myers situation. And the line of questioning to him is about an MRI. Hell, I wouldn't even have thought to have asked that question because I would have just assumed that it was. Listen to what I believe is a low point in all this injury stuff when you hear the explanation that he gives in regards to Jake Myers, who had calf tightness against the Dodgers, was pulled out of the middle of the game, missed the last two games when the point and the question was posed to him about an MRI.
No, I know. We didn't think that he needed it. We just did some ultrasound, which it shows how the muscle and stuff is in there, and you know, it's just some tightness in there, and you know, trying to get him healthy, trying to get him back on the field.
All right, you've been around this,
trying to get him healthy, get him back on the field, to give him an MRI. What are we doing? I don't get it.
But you've been around this, B. Scott, as long as I have. But you've been around the kind of the reporting and how that action goes more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
When he says we, he's certainly not just talking about himself. Who's he talking about? When he says we decided that he didn't need it, because right there it sounds really, really bad.
He's talking about Jeremiah Randall. He's talking about who's head of training and
Jay Rand.
Yeah, so Jeremiah Randall, Dana Brown, and then everybody that, so those are like bosses, and so everybody that works for them. So it starts with, I think, Jeremiah Randall, Dana Brown, and then their lieutenants, if you will. That's who he's talking about.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Oh, God. What do you have as the breaking news?
I'm afraid.
We have some Houston Astros breaking news, and I'll go ahead and tell you on the front end, it's not bad news. Everyone relax. Okay. Take a deep breath with us as we're wrapping up this edition of The Drive on a Thursday. But the breaking Astros news here, coming from Brian McTaggart. The Houston Astros are calling up number one prospect, Bryce Matthews.
Get out of here.
To join the team this Friday. That'd be tomorrow. MLB.com has learned Matthews is slashing .283, .400, .476 with 10 bombs and 39 RBIs in AAA this year. He's been playing mostly second base, but Bryce Matthews, that number one prospect for your Houston Astros, is on his way to join the big club.
Let's go, Atascocita. Right, let's go, Atascocita, baby.
You seem to be excited about this move.
I mean, I take any kind of good news these days.
We saw him in training camp, and he's naturally an infielder. Does this mean somebody does this mean? I mean, I'm guessing this means Jake is going to go on the IL, and maybe this moves
Altuve out to the outfield a little
or
bit more.
Dubon maybe. Dubon more out to the outfield to center field more potentially, and they want to get another. Unless they're going to do something with short too.
I mean, but right there, that's two infielders that are going to be playing in the outfield. That we just mentioned. Yeah. So.
Again,
so yeah, I mean, the math is going math one way or the other.
If you just missed it, I'm seeing it from Brian McTaggart. Sources saying that the Astros are calling up number one prospect Bryce Matthews to join the team Friday.
And shout out to our guy Byron. He made me aware of that piece of news as it just came out. Shout out Byron.
Shout out to Byron. Nice job.
Yeah, man. Byron, hey, Byron, I think, is the one that made me aware of the Kevin Durant trade, man.
Attaboy, baby.
Byron is like, you know, low-key the whisperer. Appreciate it, dog. Yeah, man, I mean, good for Matthews, and I think, you know, anytime you get a prospect that is as highly touted as this one, and he's got the local product angle on top of it, you're going to be excited about it. But it is hard not to look around and think about what necessitates a move like this. It's the fact that they are as injured as they are, and what is the bigger story that we know along with that? Not only are they injured, but they don't seem to know what they're doing when it comes to either diagnosing or managing the injuries after the fact. So don't get injured, Bryce Matt. That whatever you do, come up here and stay healthy. Because if something happened to you,
don't let them touch you.
We don't know what to tell you, brother.
Guys, that man said we didn't think he needed one.
No, he's good. He's all right.
Well, I balled it.
My follow up is, why wouldn't you just give him one?
Yeah.
Like he's like what is the hurt?
Right.
To just use every resource you have on Jake Meyers, let alone if nothing had happened before, let alone nothing about your issues that you've had in the past with the old MRI machine, with old Kyle Tucker, or remember last year we couldn't figure out the hell was wrong with Bregman and his elbow. He was having to play first base and DH, and then all of a sudden he's throwing, then he's playing, or you know, obviously you're not. What in the hell would? Why in the hell would you not? Just would you not just to be precautious?
Just to be a smart ass, I'd like to go through there and just get rid of all the things that they don't need. Oh, we don't need this kitchen here that feeds all of the families of the players and managers and everything. Like, what is this? What is all this food in here for? We don't need this. This food at the house. We don't need none of this. These nice ass seats that y'all sit in the clubhouse. We don't need all of this. I mean, what are you talking about? We didn't need it.
Great, we get another minor leaguer.
Just go get it.
At least this is the number one prospect.
I didn't need that second slice of pizza. I went and ate it anyway. Come on now.
I didn't eat the first one, and I've mentally eaten it. I folded mine up. And
eating pizza in your mind?
Oh, yeah. I watched him get his through the window in the glass, and I watched him walk. I folded mine up. Wow. Sorry about that. T-Mill's best bets. Let's get to that before I start to mentally eat another piece. T-Mill's best bets is it's not been a great week. He needs to turn it around here. No Astros, so no bed with his heart tonight, folks. So maybe he'll.
I never do that, Ron.
Yes, you do.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Yeah, the calendar might be saving you anyway, though. Here,
it's all right. Go ahead. What's
saving you from yourself?
What's your best bet?
Yeah, no Astros tonight. They get back in action at Daikin against the Rangers tomorrow, and apparently we might be seeing the debut of a young. Number one prospect, Bryce Matthews. Four best bets tonight, though, around baseball. Here they are, very quickly. The Mariners. I'm on the Mariners' money line. I think they get a win over the Yankees up in the Bronx tonight. They've lost, I believe, the last two against the Yankees, but I think they get that win. Next, I got the Padres, +1, as they host the D-backs tonight. +1 for San Diego at -120. Next, I got the Rays and Red Sox. They're squaring off in Boston. I'm on the over in this one, which is set at 9 runs. So Tampa Bay, Boston over 9. And then lastly, the Atlanta Braves travel over to wherever the hell the Oakland Athletics are playing baseball these days. And I'm on the under in this one, under 10.5 runs between the Braves and A's tonight over in Cali.
Sactown. That's where they at. Sacramento. I like that last one. You say you're taking the under. What's their runs?
10.5.
I like that one.
the Rays and the Red Sox, that's in obviously in Fenway Hitters Park.
Yeah,
both them teams have been scoring runs.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one, and then what was your Padres bet?
Plus one run as they host the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I like that one too.
You like the Mariners to not get swept? That's what you're betting on against?
Yes, I think the Mermen will actually show up against the Yankees tonight and get a win.
As a side note here, guys, according to Fox's Jordan Schultz, Najee Harris was present at a 4th of July event where a fireworks mishap resulted in injuries to several attendees. Najee sustained a superficial eye injury during the incident, but is fully expected to be ready for the upcoming season.
Wow.
What in the hell?
Bro.
What happened? Several of them? And he caught an eye one? He is worth too much for them.
But he got his
having this mishap.
Got his fingers though.
He got
still,
his
huh?
fingers. JP.
All right. Well, that's the important part.
Man,
hopefully he ain't lost his vision.
Hopefully not.
Yeah,
they think the Chargers are going to win the West. All right, B. Scott, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Go ahead, man. What's your feeling on the Astros with these injuries?
The sponsor, which is Methodist, but I think we're not Methodist. It's like we got like Ben Cobb.
They got the Ben Cobb staff on the Astros.
It is wild. Mel, go ahead.
Well, hey boys, how are y'all?
Hey!
I just wanted to say that I wanted to be like Laura. Anyway,
grapefruit clear. It's not on it, Tyler. Maybe you go and look at it. I'm looking at it.
Oh, that's one of the first three out.
Grapes was the first three.
Yeah,
it didn't happen. It had a tough conference tournament. Yeah, it went in there.
It's just the city college.
Just needed to win one game in the conference tournament and they lost.
Mango tear?